hopefully Social Security office, only like another day.
Do you have to go back in person?
Basically, yeah, because the hospital didn't send the paper in that they're supposed to do when your baby's born, and like you fill it out with his name and everything, and they submit for his card, and they just it just got lost in the. It got lost. So he doesn't have a social security number, and I'm trying to like do this by hand now, and it's not pleasant. It's just as bad as a DMV and probably worse. Sorry.
That's great.
Sidetrack.
All right, we'll go ahead and get started. I think you guys know me, but I'm Hillary Orr, Deputy Director for Transportation. We're all here. Thank you guys for coming for the first advisory committee meeting for the Alexandria Mobility Plan. So the agenda for tonight is to go around, do some introductions, talk about the role of the committee, a little bit about the schedule and process, and why we're updating the master plan, and then the changes that we're looking at with this mobility plan update, and then we'll have some time for public comment if anybody from the public shows up.
Okay, Carolyn Schroeder, Transportation Commission member and the liaison for the Environmental Policy Commission.
Melissa McMahon, Transportation Commission and liaison from Planning Commission.
Casey Kane, Transportation Commission and the representative from the Traffic and Parking Board.
Oscar Gonzalez, Transportation Commission.
Aaliyah Gaskins, Transportation Commission.
Ramiro Rios, city staff in the Transportation Planning Division, and I will also be the project manager for this project.
Okay, so the role of this committee, so you all might be familiar with some of the committees that we've had before, some of the advisory committees. We had one for the pedestrian and bicycle master plan update that we did in 2015-2016, and a lot of times we have kind of a city manager appointed group that oversees this, but because the Transportation Commission, one of the tasks of the commission is to advise on the master plan, and because we have such great representation from the other boards and commissions, we have proposed to the city manager that we just use the Transportation Commission as that advisory body and then have these kind of pre-meetings before the commission meetings that would be open to the public, but it's where we'll kind of go through and get feedback from you all and have you all bring information back to the boards and commissions that you represent. So that we can get kind of all that feedback and input on the plan as we move forward. So generally the tasks of the committee provide input on updating the vision and guiding principles. So it's really where we're starting. Provide input on chapter specific content, so that'll be later more in the spring. Discuss and advise the mobility plan update. And then support community engagement efforts. Like I said, by reporting back to your commissions, we'll also be doing a number of community events, so you guys will be welcome to attend any of those as well. I'm just going to turn it over to Ramiro to go through the rest of the...
Hillary, can I ask one question on the community events? Would there be an expectation that we actually engage or just be present?
I think those are things that the city staff is going to lead. If you want to take a role in those, we welcome that. It's not required.
But just being there to support it would be at least a minimum.
Sure. For some of them, yeah. I mean, some of them will be pop-up events. So I think, you know, one of the things that we can do as staff, and we're getting a consultant on board to manage this project as well, but we'll kind of, I think where it would be helpful too is not only getting input from your commissions, but if we find that there are some events where we need a little bit extra assistance. You know, we're not going to ask you to attend everything, but if people want to volunteer for specific things, we can kind of let you know where we have a little bit more of a need.
Okay, thank you so much. And again, thank you for coming tonight. We really appreciate the support of the commission on this project. The next slide talks about the selection of the advisory committee chair. As you know, these meetings have a very good structure in terms of the discussion that we need to have in each meeting. meeting, and so for that we would like to select someone from the committee to chair the regular meetings from the next meeting on. So the role of that person would have to be to chair the advisory committee meetings and attend a pre-meeting with staff, either in person or by phone, to discuss some of the content of these meetings. And there have been some conversations about how to, you know, nominate someone to take this role, and talking with, you know, Hillary and Chris, and also with the chair and vice chair of the Transportation Commission, we had someone in mind to propose to this committee, and that would be Aaliyah Gaskins. And so we
it's not
to
a surprise,
have,
right?
No,
I spoke to her very
we wanted to have a discussion about this, or if anybody has any questions or comments about it. But
she was mine. Was going to be who I was going to nominate. So I think this is perfect. Do we get to vote?
Yeah. I think so. By not voting, we need a quorum.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Maybe more people trickle in.
Yeah, we can save a vote to later.
What's our quorum number?
Cross our fingers.
Six. Right. So there's, well,
six, seven, eight,
there is 13.
13. So we need seven.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. So we need two more people to show up.
Okay.
Well, Steve was emailing like he was definitely going to be here for the Transportation Commission meeting. Maybe he's just going to roll in late for this meeting.
Maybe. And if we can push this to the end or do the vote during the commission meeting.
Question, we can do that. Okay. So.
Well, thanks, everyone.
Congratulations.
Thanks for your support.
All right. So just, you know, very basic things, you know, some of the content that we're going to talk about this meeting was already discussed. Hillary mentioned some of the, you know, kind of like some of the content. We don't have detailed information about every single meeting, but we've already identified some of the content that we want to discuss during the next couple of meetings. So in January, the next meeting for this commission, for this advisory committee will be in January, because December is a kind of difficult month, and we don't want to get into people's you know, vacation and all that. But so January 16th would be the next meeting. We want to talk about updating the committee on the procurement process for getting the consultant on board, and also discuss some of the initial public outreach process that we have been conducting different city events, and also we're launching a survey pretty soon. I'll talk more about that. The following meeting would be, the February meeting would be, we're going to start talking about chapter-specific discussions. So as the meetings, you know, come, we'll have a little bit more detail on that content. We just wanted to give you a brief, kind of like very holistic view of the general schedule for the project. It is important to mention that this is the first phase of the Transportation Master Plan update, which we are calling the Alexandria Mobility Plan, just so that you guys know that we're trying to move away from Transportation Master Plan, and not to confuse people, but, you know, obviously we're going to use that term as we update the document. But so this is for phase one, and, you know, this fall winter we are starting to do some community engagement through a online survey and some pop-up events, and that that community engagement has an objective to get some feedback from the community regarding the vision and the guiding principles that you know, values and guiding principles that people might have regarding the Transportation Master Plan. That will be done in the next couple of months, or in the next month. We are going to have another public engagement, you know, phase or round during the spring when we get the consultant on board, and that is probably going to be the, you know, the lengthier community offered. We have an estimated date for the consultant to be on board by the end of February, sometime early March.
I was going to ask you a question. So for the balance of the year, we'll be having these meetings at 6 o'clock prior to the commission meeting?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just in terms of the consultant, the RFP is out right now. So we did get that out. We're just waiting for responses from different firms.
And so this is where, you know, we have the consultant. You know, we estimate that the consultant will be on board. And you have a question? Sorry.
Yeah, I do. It's about the surveys. Does the city staff have people who are experts in surveys, or are surveys created just sort of by a group of people who have ideas of questions they want to ask?
We do, and actually, that's one of the when we get into more detail in the presentation, I was very excited and very surprised of how much staff we have in the planning division. That's a lot of experience with a lot of these components of a mobility plan. We definitely have staff who have, you know, a lot of experience developing surveys.
The instruments, okay.
In our Office of Communications and Public Information, also, they review all the stuff that goes out and for consistency and standard survey-type language, and they're certainly trained on.
Because, for instance, some of the surveys, don't always account for people like me who are retired, so they want to know if you work or if you... come or go from the city to your job or something, but they don't allow for people who just are here.
Right.
As an example of when they're trying to, get everybody sorted out.
Well, I think next meeting we'll have a little bit more information, but the survey
but I'm glad
is pretty
to hear
much
that,
developed,
yeah,
and it's very, very specific to, getting feedback on guiding principles and the vision of the document.
Okay.
So,
are you able to share a copy of it before it goes live?
Yeah, probably.
They're like, we don't really want it.
not necessarily for us to, provide feedback on, but I think just to have the context of what's going on.
Yeah,
I think so. We're very close to finishing that, so.
Yes. Okay. Not to slow it down.
I was talking about the consultant being on board late February, early March. The yellow lines here, this is the survey and some other events that we've been having, and this is the community engagement that I was talking about. Once we have the consultant on board, we have, in the contract group, we'll have a community engagement section for them to develop. This green line basically talks about, is about the time when the consultant will be working with staff to develop the content of the phase one of the Alexandria Mobility Plan. So we estimate that we can bring the AMP for TC adoption in November 2019 so that we can have council public hearings in December 2019. So, do you guys have any questions about the general schedule? Pretty straightforward. Just remember, this is phase one. Phase two of the AMP is going to start in 2021 when more funds become available. And we'll talk more about that. So, we wanted to start talking about, giving you some background about what the TMP was, and still is for the city. And basically, it is a concept-oriented plan that guides the city's future investment and policy decisions in transportation, right? So over the last 10 years, this plan has guided a lot of the investment, a lot of the projects that, staff has been working on. Why is it important? Because it identifies goals, strategies, actions. It identifies basically all the projects that staff has been working, and also guides decision making in terms of transportation, mobility, and so on and so forth. What we think the plan plan has two very important things. One, very important components. One is a vision, and the other one is the guiding principles. But it is important to go back and say, well, what is a vision? A vision is basically a declaration of the objectives that will guide future decision-making in this context. And so if you think about that, the plan is trying to guide the city's, you know, vision in terms of transportation and how to develop projects, policies, and programs. The 2008 Transportation Master Plan vision was to develop like a multimodal vision to integrate walking, biking, all the modes together so that we can provide better connectivity and accessibility for all Alexandrians and also provide, you know, mobility throughout our city. It talked about a sustainable transportation system. It wanted to increase quality of life for residents and reduce car dependency. At the same time, you know, kind of connecting neighborhoods. So that was the high-level vision of the plan. The guiding principles, on the other hand, are basically a philosophy that guides the organization, right? These are usually they're not modified with changes in goals and strategies, but they guide the general kind of like philosophy of the city or of the plan in this case. So just wanted to, you know, go quickly over some, you know, our guiding principles for the TMP, and so that we can, you know, kind of get a refresher. I had to go into like the plan and read and understand, you know, each of them to be able to say like, okay, what do we need to update from here, right?
I think it's important now too. We had some pretty good guiding principles, and so I think you know, in terms of this update, let's remember it's an update. So our vision was really long in the first plan. It was probably right in the beginning. It was really long, and so what we've been thinking about for that is how do we kind of come up with a shorter visioning phrase and then use the guiding principles to kind of tie into the different chapters. And maybe, I think it's ambitious, but maybe the guiding principles, you know, as we work through goals and strategies and all of that, you know, if we did that for every single chapter, it would be a lot of work, but a lot of these guiding principles kind of overlap. Mm-hmm. And so maybe principle number 1, 3, 4, and 5 pertain to the streets chapter, and that's kind of how, you know, that outlines our principles for that chapter. But then 3, 4, 6, and 7 also work for transit. So kind of pulling them together and having some principles that kind of run cross-cutting throughout the plan, but together create this more general principles. So that's what we're thinking about with guiding principles. And just to note, some of these are still, the concepts in these are still really good, a lot of them. So we don't think we need to start from scratch. We think we have a lot of good stuff here, but well, I think some of the discussions then with the community are going to be like, what's missing, what needs to change, that kind of
So I think the Bike Ped Plan did that in a way where they, you know, arranged things based on the guiding principles. And sometimes they fell into each of the both bike and ped, but sometimes they didn't. And then you also had the flexibility of rearranging them as priorities within a given section. So I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, I definitely agree with Hillary. This plan in general was very forward-looking, and some of these specific guiding principles are very good and very inclusive of all the priorities that the city has, you know, adopted in terms of mobility and transportation, but definitely there's things that need to be improved. So let's go through them. You know, developing innovative local and regional transit options. 2, provide quality pedestrian and bicycle accommodation. 3, provide all citizens with accessibility and mobility. Increase use of communications technology in transportation. Further transportation policies that enhance quality of life, support livable urban land use, and encourage neighborhood preservation, promoting environmentally friendly transportation policies, ensure accessible, reliable, and safe transportation for older and disabled citizens. So they're very inclusive, they're very forward-looking, but you know, during the discussion in this meeting, we can talk about, you know, what we're missing or what can be improved. So we also wanted to talk, and please feel free to interrupt me anytime. We wanted to talk about like why are we, you know, what is the need for it now? Well, it's been 10 years. The transportation sector and you know, mobility planning has changed significantly. Well, not significantly, but there's a lot of new innovations that require attention. So recent innovation changes, transportation technologies, curbside management is going to be a very important part of this plan, and we want to highlight that. Goods movement, we need to make sure that, you know, goods are getting where they need to be efficiently. Shared mobility devices, TNCs, there's all this technology that could be very beneficial for mobility and for access, but, you know, it also needs to be regulated, and, you know, the city needs to be able to, like, take a proactive stance in terms of these technologies. So why does it need to be updated? In 2016, the ped bike chapter was updated, so that was the first step of updating this document, and so we need to highlight that. We'll talk more about each specific chapter, but we don't envision to have a lot of changes in this chapter since it was recently updated. We will mainly incorporate it into the new document. So other city policies, plans, and programs have been adopted or are being updated, and you know, this plan needs to recognize that, and it needs to be, it basically needs to have a strategic alignment, not only with the strategic plan that the city adopted, but also needs to reflect the priorities in the Vision Zero action plan and policy in general, the Alexandria Fleet Streets guidelines, and some other documents like the EAP that is being updated. So staff is really looking into this strategic alignment with other policies and programs. So that's important.
So there's also the APD policy that came out last year, just before the Vision Zero action plan, and, you know, talking about how they were going to handle safety on the streets and all. So that probably should be captured as part of this.
Yeah, there's been a lot of plans that have come out since 2008. So at some point, we can pull together a comprehensive list of things that we need to look at. But the traffic safety plan is a good one.
Yeah, I made a note of that, and I believe that we mentioned some plan from the police, but I don't know exactly which one it is. But you know, one of the activities that the consultant will have is to, you know, take all these plans and cut and
to the literature review.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. You're like, staff's not going to do that.
Okay. And one big important reason why we need to update this is because most of the actions of the TMP were completed. There's some shorter, medium-term actions that are pretty much done, and we need to, you know, revise what we need to do in the next couple of years.
I'm not sure if when the consultant comes on and they'll have their work plan laid out for them, but it might be helpful to have a brainstorm about literature before they sort of do the work. That way we can, the sort of cumulative awareness of the group might raise to them third-party documents that are worth including in the literature review as supporting research. So just to help them steer them to the right subset of things that they need to look at.
I think it's a good idea. That activity specifically, it calls more for a strategic alignment of all city policies and programs, and so that we're not missing anything.
Right.
But as part of that, we can include all the documents that might be.
Well, I'm talking about city documents, right? But I think.
Well, I'm talking about. Also external, like NACTO, other resources that are worth us seeing in our that would be normal references,
right,
where you look to other jurisdictions,
right.
And I don't expect that we necessarily are requiring them to do a jurisdictional comparison kind of thing, because
right.
That might not be appropriate for this plan update, but there are probably really good reference material that are done by those kinds of agencies that we can make sure they're pulling in.
Right, and I think some of the things we can do is like we'll pull together the list, and then we can do things like send it out to you guys, and then just add to, you know, what are we missing?
Exactly.
So we'll do take a first cut of it.
Yep.
And then
we can just say, you know, I didn't see this on your list or whatever, and then that way you can shunt it off to them and say, this is the full list that you need to make sure you've looked at.
So, given the fact that there are a number of things that have been completed from the transportation, I think that would be useful as part of the community outreach, is to communicate to people what has been done.
We will do a progress report, and just like we did with the pet bike plan, where one of the first things was the status of the last report for the progress.
Right.
So, that's
but I think that would just help inform be another reason why we're redoing this, is
absolutely,
because
definitely,
we've got success here, and we should announce that.
And it should probably be one of the principal reasons why we need to update this, right? And kind of show that staff has
progress has been made.
Yeah.
And as Hillary said, we already have like a draft, kind of like
progress report template.
Well, we don't have the progress report template, but we already have we already went through all the activities and we identified the ones that are completed, and things like the transit corridor that
right.
are very big capital projects. They're still in the working.
For this particular project, do you imagine one space on the website where you can go and access a survey, the previous plan, the progress report?
There is a page. Mayor's already got a page up, so we'll keep that up to date.
Awesome.
Yeah. And we'll send that out to you guys too.
Oh, okay. You'll send us a link.
Yeah.
And this briefing is going to be up on that link then too?
So this briefing is going to be in the advisory committee page.
Got it. Okay.
And I'm still working on whether that is going to be inside the Transportation Commission.
It'll all be linked.
It'll be linked, yeah.
Figure it out.
It'll be sent out. So another big reason why we should update this plan is because there are important changes in population and employment growth that will require, more and more innovative solutions. I mean, we just got news this week that, there's, 2,500 or 25,000 new high income, employees coming to the region, so that we need to think about future growth. Just to compare the context of the 2008 TMP and the new mobility plan, you all have a copy of the TMP here.
It's
more
detailed description.
Right. So I think on page 3 you start that. And so, we had the transit chapter and the 2018 MP, the pedestrian and bicycle, the streets, the parking, and the funding and implementation. And we're keeping that in general. We're keeping that organization, where we're adding in the first phase several. Chapter. So we're keeping the overview. Here we go.
It's because of the kind of screen it is.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So we're keeping the overview. We're just calling it something else: introduction, vision, guiding principles. The transit chapter is going to be updated in phase 2. That's where it has an asterisk. The chapter on pet bike is not going to be altered, but it will be incorporated into the new document. The street chapter is being updated. The parking chapter is being updated, and it is also being, we're going to include curbside management there.
I thought when you gave us the presentation in July, I think it was, that that was just simply going to be renamed to curbside management as opposed to parking and curbside management. Is that, are you keeping parking because of parking lots?
Well, that chapter is not being updated until phase 2,
yes.
So it'll stay parking until we update it, and so we've got a little bit
right.
of time to think about that and get people on board with the concept of curbside management.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So that's a good point. Yeah, that's being updated in the next phase. Smart mobility is a new chapter that is going to talk about, all the innovations that are happening in the transportation sector, kind of like looking at a framework that the city wants to adopt to kind of be on the forefront of that. This chapter is going to be started in phase one, and it's going to have like a kind of like a basic framework of how the city is starting to look at this. And on the second phase, that's where when we are going to flesh out all the more detailed content for that chapter.
So smart mobility will incorporate shared mobility?
It is in there. So we actually have been working on a smart mobility framework as we've outlined that program. So that framework will kind of, we need to figure out what the format of this plan is going to be. That framework will feed into the plan, but then we'll take a deeper look into two more years when we have a look, we know what's happening with technology a little bit more. So there's just a lot of unknowns at this point. So the framework will kind of talk about what we're doing, what we're planning for now, and tell us what we should be thinking about in 2 years when we do the full update of the chapter.
Because I think people are going to be struggling with the difference between smart and shared, and you know, is there, are those together or apart, or where shared mobility lands, particularly as it's going to be landing on our streets here in a few
days. And it depends. It'll probably be in curbside management, but there's also some elements of it that are going to fall within smart mobility.
I would say related to that, and we may have talked about this briefly in another meeting, that topic, as I would say generally technology as an umbrella, are ones that weave throughout all those other chapters. And this came up, and I had comments in the EAP about this in terms of, you know, climate change. Is this subject that probably shouldn't just be its own chapter but needs to be addressed in all these different topics. So transit has technology and potentially smart mobility, like information support, you know, like there's all these things where it goes together. So it would be good, especially since it sounds like we're going to start figuring it out this phase.
So we've already started the program, and we've already started, like we already have, there's a transit section in the framework. So we're just going to have to figure out with this, how do we kind of tie it back together? And eventually,
how does it fit in the plan so that
we're... What does that mean?
Right.
Like maybe the transit chapters focus more on our routes and the technology changes or in smart mobility. So we'll have to work that out and have discussions with you all on that, certainly.
Yep.
And, you know, just to highlight that the transit chapter and the smart mobility chapter and the transit chapter, all these chapters have something to do with technology, but we want to be able to have, like, a basic framework that kind of guides the city's policies on, you know, how we're doing this. And also wanted to mention that the transit chapter and the smart mobility chapter will have, you know, inputs from studies or programs that are being worked on right now.
Like the transit vision plan.
Transit vision study, right.
Yep.
Right. So,
I think the last thing, I don't know if you mentioned, the TDM was in the streets chapter before, and as part of phase one, we're breaking it out and creating its own chapter.
I think that's good.
And there's a discussion, so I've had a discussion with Thomas about maybe renaming this chapter to transportation options or mobility options, something that captures more what TDM is without a very wonky...
Good, because, you know, bike share lands sort of in there, but it's
right,
not really
exactly
transit per se. So, yeah, good.
So,
good
this
suggestion.
Is a discussion that we need to have internally or, you know, with this group.
Yep.
But I think that, you know, you might have to.
How does funding and implementation get addressed in the new chapters?
All right. Excuse me?
How does funding and implementation get addressed in the new chapters?
So each chapter is going to have its own, you know, funding and implementation section. I'm going to speed it up because we don't have a lot of time. So just wanted to highlight, you know, just to consider high, like, this potential area for improvement in the new AMP. Highlighting safety as a priority is probably one of the most important ones. Mobility over throughput, so this idea of moving people, not moving cars. Managed curb space, and, you know, paying more attention to freight transportation, and shared connected as smart mobility. So
It's wordsmithing, but I think that first bullet point would be much better if that's a prioritize safety as opposed to highlight safety as a priority.
So
it's wordsmithing, but others may disagree, but I just think that really makes it
a priority.
punchier.
Agreed. I already mentioned kind of like the how we're breaking the phases into one and two. When each chapter is being updated, so that's fairly clear. Just want to touch on some of the events that we've been having to capture what people think about, you know, future of mobility in the city. So we had several events. We went out to Earth Day and talked to people about what was their vision for the future of transportation in the city. This is a workshop that we created from some of these events. The AMP online survey is going to come sometime between November and December, so stay put for that. And that is basically going to get feedback for vision and guiding principles. So I already sort of talked about the spring 2019 The spring 2019 public engagement is the one that we're going to do when the consultant gets award. Hmm. So that's going to last for, you know, a longer period of time, and it's going to be a little more, you know, designed so that we have several events and input on content of each chapter. We're going to have, you know, some outreach through events and activities from the city. We're going to do another survey. We're going to have, you know, other open houses, public events, do outreach and public hearings. Transportation Commission is probably one of the, you know, important, you know, kind of like venues to do some of the outreach through you guys and your commissions and boards that you represent. So we wanted to kind of like let you know that staff is working on, and like I said before, staff in the planning and the transportation planning division has a lot of experience developing these type of plans and some of the components that go with them. So we've been doing a lot of research on mobility plan, innovative mobility plans around the world, around the country. We looked at several components of the different, you know, mobility plans in different cities. We looked at, you know, cities in the East Coast and in the West Coast. Even in the South, and we've been gathering really good ideas to keep in mind for this update. So there's really good ideas for, you know, kind of like updating the mobility plan. Just wanted to go back to that project timeline to ensure that we are clear when we're, you know, kind of like starting. Kind of like working on the actual content of the chapters, and just to stress again that we are hoping to take the AMP, the updated AMP for Transportation Commission adoption in November 2019, so that we will have public hearings in December 2019. So. As I said, you know, before, the survey is going to come sometime between, you know, November and December. We're getting questions on what perceptions on the current situation of mobility is in the city from people, and what they expect to see, you know, in terms of like, you know, changes in the future of mobility. We want to ensure that people can relate and tell us what they're kind of like related, mobility related matters are: safety, health, equity, connectivity, environment, safety, all those things. So with that, I don't know if you have anything to add, Hillary, but you know, go straight to this.
Yeah, I mean, I think just for you guys, the most important thing right now is that we're going to spend the winter doing kind of the vision and guiding principles, talk, conversation, getting feedback from the community, bringing that to you all to help us kind of think about how we use that and how we move forward with that, so that by the spring we're ready to really dive into some of the content of the chapters. So I think, you know, with this first round, the streets chapter is really the main component of what we're going to be focusing on, and TDM. But there's, I think this is kind of the point, and some things for you all to think about is that we're going to have some tough trade-off questions and tough policy questions that we're going to have to tackle with this plan. You know, we as staff hear a lot of different sides of I don't want to say complaints, but you know, when you're thinking about our streets and our network and our system, some people want more connectivity, some people want less. So there's going to be some really challenging discussions that we're going to have, because part of this plan needs to come up with policies that the city is going to use to guide our decision making. And we're at a point where we've got some challenging decisions to make as a city, how we move forward. So those are some of the conversations we're going to be having, and we'll want you all to be thinking about. And in future surveys, we'll probably do some of those trade-off questions similar to the transit vision study. But that's going to be, I think, the main challenge for this plan, and just that we're all being mindful of that and thinking about, you know, thinking about some of the questions we want to be asking and some of the policy direction we want to go and what we want to get into this plan. This is something I ask that you all do kind of over the winter and as we think about the guiding principles.
Just to add to that, I'm sorry, Casey, we'll get into this more in detail, but each chapter will have sort of priority projects,
yes,
a list of priority projects, and so that's when these conversations of trade-offs in preferences become so important, because when we select those projects, you know, based on what we heard from the community, we need to be able to ensure that we have those discussions, mm-hmm, on trade-offs.
And I think with the projects too, something we're going to think about, the transit chapter that we did initially in 2008, where we had the three transit corridors, we felt like that was a really good model, because we've been able to kind of think about these really large projects that we want to do and focus on, you know, one or two corridors at a time. And so we're thinking the same thing with this. Instead of having 100 projects like we have with the Ped Bike Plan, keeping it more focused on what are those really high priority projects that staff should be considering, looking for grant funding, trying to kind of push through in terms of that, these chapters. So I think that's more the route we're thinking about going with this for projects.
So in 2008, you know, there was this transportation master plan, and, you know, there's been an effort to push our city forward, but there's also kind of a competing pressure to push us backwards, you know, to return the streets to cars, for instance. And so are we going to be revisiting that sort of stuff to roll the clock back, or are we going to try to just keep the forward?
We have city, we have guidance in a number of different plans of where we want to go with the city, and I think one of the things that we're going to have to do with the community is talk about what's on the table for discussion and what's not on the table for discussion, and be very clear about that in our meetings, because, you know, we are developing around metro stations. That is happening.
Right.
Like, there are things that we are doing, there are things that we have said in our strategic plan, where we want to go, who we want to be as a city, and those things are not up for discussion.
Okay.
So as we need to go through as staff and really figure out kind of what's that list of things that we're going to talk about and willing to talk about, and what are the things that we're beyond that.
Yeah.
Like, we're not reopening
and
that.
And I think that really would be helpful, again, to sort of make sure that gets communicated, because
yeah,
there is that undercurrent, you know, if we just simply throw out the rascals, we can get back to getting, you know, cars wherever we want them and speeds whatever we want and parking wherever we want. And it seems like the city has set some, you know, principles there, like with the EPA, to move past that stuff. And
sure.
We should.
Vision Zero Complete Streets guidelines, we're not,
right,
backing off of that.
Right.
Those are policies,
yep,
that we have adopted.
Yep.
And that's part of the update, is incorporating those elements,
right,
of those policies and making sure that our decision making is consistent with those documents.
So two quick things that relate to that. One is that I think it's important to consider our outreach program to also be an opportunity to educate the community on what this transportation plan is and how it's different than what they see in small area plans, for instance. And related to that this plan overarching the whole community is really also in support of realizing the visions of those small area plans, because those have to capture land use and other concepts, but they have transportation elements within them, and this plan needs to both acknowledge that and help fill in the blanks, I guess, on what it means to make a citywide network that makes those small area plans also work and makes their vision for affordable housing or the neighborhood, like the creation of neighborhoods that are walkable and bikeable, need this plan to be up to date and functioning and useful for staff to build off of. So I think that we need to make that a process where we're bringing the community along, even those who might not fully buy into the exact prioritization of street space that we're going to ultimately end up with, but that they understand the process we're going through and how these different pieces fit together.
And I'm sorry, I have another meeting to go to, so I'm not going to be here for the Transportation Commission meeting, but good hands. So I'm sorry that I have to rush.
Thank you.
I think we have quorum now for the vote that we need.
Sounds good. Just to finish up this presentation, the next steps are for our January meeting, the survey will have been out and hopefully closed, or maybe not. But we will review some of the input that we've received so far on vision and guiding principles, and we'll work on hiring the consultant during the winter. And also, spring meeting, we'll have more discussions on very specific chapter related content. So, with that, I don't know if anybody has a question or comment.
I just had a question. A few slides ago, you had sort of related content for the plan, so like health, equity, and other pieces.
Right.
I'm just curious, yes. Do any of those topics show up at all in the current survey around the guiding principles?
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. So it's going back to what Casey was saying, who's developing the survey? Are they thinking about the general public? So what we're trying to do is say specifically, issues about safety or health or equity, but in some questions it's more, we tease it out. Are related to the guiding principles in general, both existing and what staff has been, gathering during this process and things that are missing from the current guiding principles. One of them is equity. It's mentioned in the document, throughout the document, but it's not a specific value or guiding principle specifically, but
yes.
It alludes to it. Anybody else? Any other comments? If we don't have any more comments, should we vote on?
We're selecting our the advisory committee chair for the update of our Alexandria mobility plan, and Aaliyah's been nominated. I guess. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Well done.
Thank you, guys.
You now have an assignment.
That's painless. I have an assignment.
Yeah. Good one.
It's an exciting one.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm just going to switch gears here real quick.
Does anyone need to take a break before we begin the commission meeting? I know some of you have been here for
hours.
Hours, yes. And don't think we don't appreciate it.
What if I get up at some point? You'll know why. I'm glad at the moment.
Romero, we should continue to bring this notebook with us each meeting, and we'll just be adding to it.
Okay. I will be printing out any relevant information for you to have, and I'll bring it to you.
Okay.
So,
we all set?
Are we having a break?
Well, apparently, no one's in need of one.
Okay.
So I'll await the staff nod before we begin. I have the staff nod?
Yes.
Okay. I will call to order the.
Sorry, do we need? Do you have folders?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's part of the transition.
It's going to take me a little bit.
You're more on top
double
of it
than
I am.
Is y'all passing this way?
Yeah. Switching gears is.
Now everyone has their package?
Yes.
Okay.